He is the subject of an ongoing criminal investigation.
His face and line of work are quite familiar to the American audience.
Harm to our nation and to our safety.
The U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged interference by Russia in the U.S. presidential elections in 2016. But what do ordinary Russians know of him? Do you recognize this man?
No. It's some U.S. senator.
No, I don't follow politics.
No.
To be honest, no.
In seldom cases, when the photo rang the bell, Russians stood firmly by their government, denying Moscow's interference in the U.S. elections or any other malign activity abroad.
Of course not. Why would we? We didn't need any such interference, and it never happened.
Russia doesn't have the desire nor resources to influence the will of the American people.
Experts are not surprised by such reaction of fellow countrymen.
The majority will tell you that you have to deny everything by default. We are in the state of information war, and it's the right tactics.
Volkov has been studying public opinion in Russia for over 10 years. He says that typically at the beginning of surveys, Russians avoid answering questions about Moscow's malevolent behavior abroad by just saying it could have been anyone.
Later, in more private conversations, though, they admit, yes, it could have been us who interfered, but there is nothing extraordinary about it. It's called Right or Wrong, My Country.
Right or Wrong, My Country, sounds right.
The researcher says that with such responses, people almost subconsciously repeat the ever-changing interpretation of Russia's involvement abroad by state-controlled TV.
It's just like we were rejecting the idea of Russian troops being in Crimea until Putin said, yes, those were our soldiers. But previously, he denied it.
Expert believes many Russians tend to accept the government's interpretation of global events also because of some socio-historic grudges for the lost glory. The ongoing conflict between Moscow and the West doesn't help either.
I'd say it's almost some kind of envy towards a country that is number one, because just recently there was a parody, and 30 years ago it all ended.
The head of Russian International Affairs Council, Andrei Kortunov, disagrees with Volkov. By siding with the government on issues like this, Russians simply seek affirmation of their new place in the world today.
I think for an average Russian, it's a mechanism of attracting American attention. Russia means something, and you cannot write it off. You cannot call it Upper Volta with missiles or a gas station that pretends to be a country.
But studies show that Russians seem to be not the only people who accept the mainstream position for ultimate truth. In a series of coordinated surveys conducted by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and the Levada Center in Moscow, sociologists asked Americans and Russians a variety of questions on foreign policy. The results somewhat surprised them.
It amused me quite a bit. The answers were mirror images of each other. The Russians said, it's not us, it's them who interfere in our affairs. The exact opposite was true for the U.S.
At the end of the day, right or wrong, it's their country. Igor Tikhonenko, VOA News, Moscow.